This travel show is brought to you by Ted Blank, Luxury Travel and Adventures.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sand and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms.
Welcome, everyone, to the Travel Show with your host, Ted Blank of Ted Blank Luxury Travel and Adventure. We're always so happy when he stops in and he gives us some great ideas for us to plan our next vacation. Great to see you. How have you been?
I've been doing well. Thanks for having me back.
Well, thank you. So summertime is a great time, isn't it, to plan ahead, because summertime, as we get closer and closer to back to school, we'll finally get the kids schedules, and then we'll know when we can get away, because we all have to get away a little bit, don't we?
We do, and especially in the winter. You know, it's hard to believe on a day like today, but winter's coming and it's going to get cold.
And you would recommend that we look at our options as far out as we can, right?
Yeah. I think the early bird always gets the worm, and the folks who plan those winter getaways in the summer are going to end up with the best options and the best pricing.
So, Ted, you know, 20 years ago or so, when you were probably in middle school, but when I used to go on vacations, is a lot of times it was like the last minute you could get a great deal on things, but it doesn't seem like that's that way anymore.
No, it's not. And I think in particular, you know, and there's just less capacity available. And, you know, ever since COVID has kind of moved into the rearview mirror, demand for travel has just been explosive. And so supply can't keep up. There aren't enough pilots. There aren't enough flight attendants. There aren't enough baggage handlers. There aren't enough maids in the hotels. And so airlines, resorts, cruise ships, a lot of them are continuing to run at reduced capacity because of staffing shortages. And I don't think that's going to go away anytime soon.
So no such thing as a fire sale anymore, really?
Well, there might be, but it might be coming to Minnesota in January.
I understand.
For a tropical getaway. So like if you're from the North Pole, I can see how that might work.
Little reverse psychology.
There you go, yep.
From Ted Blank on the Travel Show. So if we see something that we think is a great deal, it probably is a great deal now and you should take advantage.
Yeah, I think prices for winter and spring travel are lower today than they're going to be next week, and they're going to be lower next week than there will be in 2 weeks. So, you know, if you have those dates ready, if you're flexible on your dates, it's good to lock it in now, because the prices are only going to go in one direction.
So I know that a lot of times people are looking for a nice vacation, either for themselves, you know, husband and wife, or perhaps they're going to take a family, go someplace over spring break. And it sure seems like Mexico is a kind of a great place for people to think about going.
Yeah, it's kind of a perennially popular destination with
that?
Minnesotans. Well, one of the reasons why Cancun is so popular with Minnesotans is because it's easy to get to. And so there are nonstop flights to Cancun in Mexico pretty much every day throughout the course of the year. It's about a four-hour flight.
And that's by design,
By design, yep. A lot of nonstop flights. So very, very easy to get to. Second reason is that Mexico, and in particular the Cancun area, have great weather year-round, beautiful beaches. And then third reason is there are a lot of different places you can stay that really kind of hit on something for almost everyone and almost every budget. So there's a really good variety of accommodations in a beautiful setting that's easy to get to. And our dollar tends to go a lot farther in Mexico than it does in a lot of other destinations, including Florida or Hawaii. So Mexico can be a great value really across the spectrum. At the budget level or the luxury level, your dollar is going to go a lot farther there.
Well, tell us more about Cancun.
So Cancun is a very interesting place. And you were talking about 20 years ago when we were both in high school, not in diapers. And no, actually, my 30th high school reunion was last weekend. So it's been 30 years.
Wow.
For
Did
me.
You go?
No, I didn't go.
Okay.
I didn't go. But maybe I should have. But Cancun is actually a pretty new city. And it was founded in the late 1970s. And the Mexican government took a look at the coast along the Caribbean and said, this is a really nice area. Let's build a city here and let's build a lot of resorts. And so over
that's
the last...
That's really how it came about.
There was nothing there, really. And so they built an airport. The first resorts came, and they haven't looked back since then. And so it has really, really grown. Back in the 70s, it was a pretty small, pretty remote area.
It's morphed.
It's huge. You know, the place, the length of the distance that you could find a nice place to stay, it goes about 50 miles to the north and about 90 miles to the south. So it's really spread out quite a bit.
And so what does that do for us as far as having choices?
Yeah, so if you go to Cancun, there are really kind of four main areas where you can stay. And so if you go a little bit to the north of the main city, there's a big bay up there. And that bay has a beach on it. And that beach is called Playa Mujeres. And Playa is the Spanish word for beach. So it's Mujeres Beach. And that's really the newest resort in the Cancun area. It started to develop about 10 years ago. And so most of the newest resorts in Cancun are going to be to the north in this area called Playa Mujeres. And one of the things that makes Playa Mujeres really nice is it has this bay in it. And the bay has a big island out there, which is the second place you can stay. The island is called Isla Mujeres. But the nice thing is that island acts as kind of a natural barrier for the mainland resorts in there. So it keeps the ocean a little bit calmer. It keeps the seaweed away, and it makes that a really, really nice area. So you can stay on the beach there on the mainland, or you can take the ferry over to this tiny little island called Isla Mujeres. It has two resorts on it. People drive around in golf carts. So if you want a kind of a
more relaxed,
rustic, relaxed getaway, that's option number two. Head up to Isla Mujeres. Option number three is what's called the hotel zone. And I think when we see pictures of Cancun on TV and we see kind of the big skyscrapers right on the beach, crowded, you know, kind of a Miami Beach type vibe to it, that's the hotel zone. And so that's where a lot of the spring break party stuff happens. The shenanigans, you know, that, you know, when I was in high school 30 years ago, I would never have gotten up to any shenanigans like that. And I certainly wouldn't at the age of 50 now. But it's a very popular place. It has the big skyscraper resorts, but it's like being in a city. It's a very urban area. Then if you go to the south, you go to the area called the Mayan Riviera, or the Riviera Maya. And that goes about 90 miles to the south. The city of Playa del Carmen is in there. And that's a much more rural part of the Yucatan Peninsula. So it has a lot of those mangrove swamps there where you have the trees that grow in the salt water. And so the resorts are kind of built on little spits of land that, you know, go from the highway, you go about a mile or two and you get to the beach. And that's where the resorts are. So sometimes the resorts are all by themselves. There's just one resort and it's all by itself. Other times there's kind of a little pod of maybe three or four resorts together. But they're mostly low-rise properties. You know, they're not going to be big skyscrapers. And that's become kind of the most popular place for people who go to Cancun to go is the Mayan Riviera.
And is that because most people want a little bit more of a getaway without having to go to an island or whatever?
Yeah, I think it's a little more, the resorts are a little more secluded. You know, they're not in the middle of nowhere. They're not totally secluded,
right.
But you kind of get this away from it all feeling. There aren't big skyscrapers on both sides. And it's got the full spectrum of resorts, from budget-oriented properties up to some of the best luxury hotels in the world.
And when you think about Cancun, you really do think about an upbeat place. So is it something that if you want to get away and really get off the beaten path, are any of these four regions?
You know, and that's something that's going to depend on the resort you stay at. There are some resorts that are very famous for their nightlife. You know, they have big discos and clubs, and they have bands that play by the pool all day, and they have foam parties and all that kind of stuff.
Are those mainly in that hotel region?
They're actually all over the place.
Oh, okay.
So there are some resorts that are very active that are spread out throughout the rest of the area. The hotel zone is full of them. It's got the highest concentration. But then as you get further and further away, there are also smaller resorts that are very family-oriented. You know, they have water slides and water parks and things like that. You know, some resorts that are large, some that are small. So really it depends on where you decide to stay. That's what's really going to drive that experience.
And so when you interview people that come in to chat with you about putting together a vacation, how do you decide what people are looking for? Because maybe they don't even know.
Yeah, that's one of the things I think that's really tough about planning a trip on your own. You know, you can look at hotels on the internet and they all look nice. They all have nice beaches. They all have nice restaurants. You know, they might be all inclusive. They might not be. But it's important for me to talk to clients and understand what they're looking for in that beach vacation. You know, the place that I might recommend for a romantic getaway for a couple would be very different than the place I might recommend for a family, which would be very different than I'd recommend for a group of friends traveling together looking to have some fun and dance and things like that. So it's important to really understand what folks are looking for and then, you know, match them up to the right property.
And that's something that you can help us with.
Yeah, absolutely.
And how do you flesh that out, though? What kinds of questions do you ask?
A lot of people have pretty strong opinions right away about what they want and what they don't want. One strong opinion that often comes out is about dining and about restaurants.
Well, what does
and
that mean?
And the type of dining and the type of restaurants that they want available to them at the resort. And so some resorts, you know, have maybe a buffet, maybe a Mexican restaurant, maybe a steakhouse, something like that. But the choices are going to be a little more limited, you know, focused on kind of that, you know, maybe a little more quantity over quality. And for some people, that's fine. That's the type they just want to eat and go back to the pool and relax. Other people are looking for more of a gourmet dining experience. Some want very authentic, you know, very chef-driven local cuisine. I mean, Mexican cuisine can be incredible if done well. Others are looking for kind of that international tour, you know, and you can go to resorts where you have a Japanese restaurant and a French restaurant and an Italian restaurant, and that's part of the experience.
Is this all inclusive stuff, though?
It can be both. It can be done either way. So there are some resorts that are all inclusive and some that are what we call European plan, where you pay for your meals separately. And for people who like those types of resorts, a lot of the reason they like that is because they want to get off the property and go off and have dinner at a restaurant in town or a restaurant nearby. And there's some really, really top quality restaurants all over the Cancun area that aren't in hotels. And so if you're staying at an all-inclusive, you're probably going to miss out on that. So certainly dining can be one thing that folks are quite passionate about. Beaches are another. And there's sort of this never resolvable debate between better beach, better pool. You know, I'm a pool person. I'd much rather have a nice pool. Some people really want that beach experience. And then it, you know, can come down to the type of accommodations you have. And, you know, do you want a room or a suite where you can spend some time there? You know, maybe it's got a soaking tub on the balcony where you can spend some time kind of in your private little getaway. Or do you want something that's a little more basic because you're going to spend your time by the pool or on the beach? So a lot of questions about that. But I'll also ask people where they've been before, what they've liked, what they haven't liked, what they might choose if money were no object, what type of an experience would they choose? And I can get a lot of information from people that way that I can use to start to match them up.
I know a lot of times people will go to Mexico, Cancun, different cities, and Ted Blank, they will come home owning a little piece of heaven.
Oh yes, the timeshare sales.
How can you avoid that anyway?
It's actually interesting because when you get off your plane and you go through customs, you'll walk through the airport. And there are all these very helpful people there who are going to help you find a transfer to your hotel.
So nice.
And they're selling you a timeshare. And so that's going to be the most expensive transfer you've ever taken. Trust me. I think, you know, some people find timeshares to be a good...
If you're seeking it out, but I agree with you. Sometimes it's behind the...
It's very much hidden. It's very much behind the scenes. Yes. And it's very much high pressure sales. And unlike in the United States, you know, if you buy a timeshare in Mexico...
You bought a timeshare in Mexico.
Good luck getting a refund on that. And so, you know, I think one of the things that I do is I work with reputable in-destination partners who, you know, pick you up and take you to your hotel and don't stop at the timeshare on the way there. So part of it is having that trip planned out in advance so you aren't standing at the airport trying to figure out how to get to your hotel and a friendly person offers you a free ride and the next thing you know, you've got a 2-bedroom villa in Playa del Carmen.
Exactly.
To leave to your kids in your will. Along with all the costs associated with that.
So is there a way, though, that you can put us in hotels that we don't have to even monkey around with any of that
stuff? Yeah, many hotels don't have timeshare options. Some do. There are also a lot that don't.
You also mentioned going off the beaten track and really finding some adventures like eating experiences that are not at the hotel. But I know safety sometimes is a concern for people in all foreign countries, but certainly Mexico has had its fair share of negative publicity in that regard.
Yes, yes. Anytime anything happens in Cancun, it gets splashed all over the headlines. You know, and certainly Cancun is a big city with a lot of people, both foreigners and, you know, Mexicans
who
live there.
How big is it?
Oh boy, it's
millions.
It's not millions, but it's in the hundreds of thousands.
Okay,
it's a big city as far as Mexico goes, and so anytime you're in that big of a city, there's going to be crime and things like that. I think that most of the time, the people who stick to the tourist areas and don't do risky things have a great vacation and never encounter a problem. I think folks who maybe go to places that aren't quite as reputable, in areas that maybe aren't as well frequented by tourists, and perhaps drink too much, are the ones who find themselves in trouble. So something you wouldn't do in Minneapolis or St. Paul, it isn't going to be any safer doing it in Cancun. But generally speaking, Cancun's crime rate, its crime for tourists, is pretty low. And it's on par with other resort destinations all over the world, including in the United States.
So you mentioned that the coastline is very long. Do you fly into the same airport regardless?
Yeah, right now you'll fly into the main international airport in Cancun. There's actually a newer airport that just opened. It's about 2.5 hours south by road. And so eventually I think there will be two international airports in Cancun. But right now you fly into the main airport. And so to get to your hotel, you know, it can be anywhere from 30 to 90 minutes transfer to your hotel.
And that's, again, something that you can help us with.
Yes, definitely. We can arrange transfers and make sure that, you know, when you walk out the door of the airport, there's somebody there with a sign your name on it, and they whisk you right to the resort rather than stopping at 10 other places along the way.
So if you want to put together a trip to Cancun, what is a good amount of days to be gone?
Well, that's an interesting question, because most of us will go for 7 days. That's kind of the standard trip to Mexico. I'm seeing a lot of people who are actually going for 2 weeks now. They're taking that time, and maybe they have vacation time built up that they didn't use, or maybe they can work remotely a little bit. So I'm seeing a lot more people take 2 weeks, 10 days to 2 weeks. I'm seeing a lot more people do a split stay, where they might stay on one property for 5 days and then move to a different property for 5 days. And maybe it's a different vibe, a different experience. Maybe it's a different part of this large region. Some people can go for a long weekend. You know, they might go for 5 days, you know, leave on a Thursday, come back on a Tuesday, something like that. But 7 days is kind of the standard vacation time for most people.
And when should we be planning our trip for next spring break?
So if you're planning to go during spring break, which is sort of the beginning of March through the middle of April, I would be planning that now. If you're planning to go in a little bit of the quieter season, which is kind of right after New Year's and before Valentine's Day, that's actually a really good time to go. Availability is usually a little better. Pricing is usually a little bit lower. I'd be looking now, because there also aren't quite as many flights available at that time of the year. And if you're planning to go over the holidays between about December 15th and New Year's, definitely be planning that now, because we're already finding stuff is sold out for the holidays, especially those larger accommodations that families traveling together like.
So how can people get a hold of you, Ted?
So the best way to get a hold of me is to give me a call at 651-964-8245. You can visit my website at www.tedblanktravel.com, or you can watch me on Facebook at facebook.com/tedblanktravel.
I love it. Cancun, here we come.
Here we come.
Great to see you, Ted. Thanks. You so much. This show is called The Travel Show with your host, Ted Blank, and it's heard on AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings. This travel show has been brought to you by Ted Blank, Luxury Travel and Adventures.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms.